Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC, and that's me, Madison Chase. We are talking ESBHW. That's entertainment, sports, beauty, and health, because it truly is your wealth. With my personal always positive 3 T's, that's takeaway tips and tools, hopefully that you could use to live a life full of light, love, and sunshine. This morning, I wanted to talk about Tom Hanks and Mr. Rogers. How do those two things go together? Stay tuned to this episode of Cut to the Chase at 8, and we'll jump right into it after a word from our sponsor. Now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into everything. Mr. Rogers, the greatest of all times. I think he was an extraordinary man, and who knew this backstory? So Tom Hanks and Sony Pictures actually released an uncanny resemblance of Tom Hanks portraying Mr. Rogers, Mr. Fred Rogers, in a film slated to be released in November of 2019. So let's start with the theme song. It's one of my favorites. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? That was the theme song from Mr. Rogers' show. So if you're unfamiliar with Mr. Rogers and who he was a great man ahead of his time. He was the host of a half-hour educational children's program. It began airing in 1968, and it ran for 895 episodes. It aired on National Educational Television, which later became the Public Broadcasting Service. The last set of new episodes was taped in December 2000 and began airing in August 2011. At its peak in 1985, 8% of U.S. households tuned into the show, according to the musical director, Johnny Costa. Each episode had recurring motifs. We see him coming home, he's stirring his theme song, Won't You Be My Neighbor, and changing into his sneakers, which I thought was the coolest thing, and a zippered cardigan sweater. And in typical episodes, the Rogers might have a real heart-to-heart, honest conversation with television audiences to interact with live guests. He would have typical video subjects, including demonstrations of how mechanical objects worked. Each new episode included a trip to Rogers' neighborhood of make-believe, featuring a trolley with its own chiming theme song. He often fed his aquarium with full of fish during each episode, and each week he explored a major theme, such as going to school for the first time. At the outset, most episodes ended with a song titled Tomorrow, and Friday episodes look forward to the week ahead, and it adapted versions of It's Such a Good Feeling in later seasons. He used the time on his show to really speak to issues that were going on in our country at that time, racial disparities. He talked about that. And he also believed in not acting out a different persona on camera, because he thought that one of the greatest gifts you could give anybody is the gift of your honest self. And he also believed that kids can spot a phony a mile away. So he composed almost all of the music on the program, which is pretty cool. He definitely wanted to tackle issues that were complex for kids to really understand, such as divorce and, again, racism, children who were physically challenged. He also, one of his most notable episodes was Rogers soaked his feet alongside Officer Clemens, who was African-American, in a kiddie pool on a hot day. The scene was a subtle symbolic message of inclusion during a time when racial segregation in the U.S. was widespread. He championed children with disabilities in a 1981 segment that aired. In season 11, episode 4, Rogers met a young quadriplegic boy, Jeff Erlanger, who showed his electric wheelchair how it worked and explained why he needed it. And they both sang a duet of the song, "It's You I Like." Before the taping, Erlanger had long been a fan of the program, and his parents wrote a letter to Rogers requesting that they meet. Years later, when Rogers was inducted into the Television Hall of Fame in 1999, Erlanger was a surprise guest to introduce Rogers, and Rogers leaped out of his seat and straight onto the stage when Erlanger appeared. He was also ordained as a minister, which I think is very interesting. I think initially he was married. He had two kids. I'm not sure if they were both boys or girls, but I could only imagine Mr. Rogers as your father. What a great, I'd be curious to see what his kids are doing now and what they're up to. But I think this film, and there's also a documentary, and here's what Mr. Rogers said when he accepted an award. He said, "All of us have special ones who have loved us into this being. Would you just take along with me 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are?" 10 seconds of silence. And then he lifted his wrist, looked at the audience, looked at his watch, and said, "I'll watch the time." There was at first a small whoop from the crowd, a giddy, strangled hiccup of laughter as people realized that he wasn't kidding. That Mr. Rogers was not the same convenient eunuch, but rather a man, an authority figure who actually expected them to do what he asked. And so they did. 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and now the jaws clenched and the bosoms heaved and the mascara ran and the tears fell upon the bleak, glittered, gathering like rain leaking down a crystal chandelier. And Mr. Rogers finally looked up from his watch and said softly, "May God be with you," to all his vanquished children. What a prolific and amazing man, and I can't wait for this film to come out. It is Sony Pictures that is retelling the story, and Tom Hanks, who has an uncanny resemblance to Mr. Rogers. So thank you for listening. This Cut to the Chase at 8, and I appreciate your time, and we will chat tomorrow. Thanks so much.